We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
We kick things off with the only story everybody has been talking about for 2 years now. The coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, this thing is starting to feel a lot like a Marvel movie. It's exciting, but it's kind of dragging on for a really long time.
Thank you. This week in COVID history, 'twas the night before Christmas in the winter White House. Not a creature was stirring, except for this grouch.
They treated us worse than anybody's been treated from a legal standpoint in the history of the United States. All right, have a good time, everybody. Merry Christmas.
And we could use a Merry Christmas.
It's the 13th consecutive day that the U.S. has reported more than 100,000 hospitalizations.
Most working Americans sure need checks right now.
Most working Americans don't need a check right now.
House Republicans killed that bill.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone is feeling the holiday spirit, even Ebenezer Scrooge.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
A Christmas olive branch from a turtle dove. But Trump's not down. The great Gatsby is throwing a shindig.
Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. We'll be wild.
What exactly is going to go down on January 6th?
If they will not certify, Donald Trump remains president of the United States.
January 6th, Washington, D.C.
This is our last shot, January the 6th. Well, I plan to be one of the protesters.
That January 6th day could be a day of fireworks.
I believe that it is my responsibility to object on January 6th.
January 6th is a big, you get a stimulus check, you may want to go out and spend it on guns and ammo because it could come down to that.
Merry Christmas to all, and to democracy, good night. This has been This Week in COVID History.
We begin with the developments on the new Omicron coronavirus variant.
The name is Omicron.
Omicron? Omicron.
This new Omicron variant.
Omicron.
The rapidly spreading Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant.
Then there's Omicron.
Is it Omicron?
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Omicron or something? Yeah.
I might be messing up the pronunciation of this. Is it Omicron? Omicron? How do we say it?
It's called the Omicron.
Now, the Omicron wave that we've been waiting for has now hit the U.S. for real. Hospitals are starting to fill up again. Big companies that were planning to bring workers back to the office in January have postponed until May 2097. And concerts and shows are shutting down. A lot of people are saying that it feels like March 2020 all over again. But people, please have some optimism. Things are much better now than they were back then. For one, we have vaccines. Two, we have treatments. And three, no one thinks Zoom happy hours are a good idea. We've learned a lot. But while we are being reminded about just how serious this pandemic is, there are still some people who are taking it just a little more lightly.
A Cape Coral man was spotted on a United Airlines flight masking up, but not with one of these. He actually was wearing underwear on his face.
This is Adam Jenny wearing his statement piece, a bright red thong.
I think the best way to illustrate absurdity is with absurdity.
Jenny says he's worn underwear as a mask since the beginning of the pandemic.
I am banned from flying United, so much for the customer is always right.
Jenny is comparing himself to civil rights icons.
Everything else that has sparked change in this country has started from everyday people. Rosa Parks was nobody famous. She changed the course of history.
Rosa Parks, my man. Don't be so modest. You're more than Rosa Parks. If anything, you're the Martin Luther King of white dudes comparing themselves to black heroes for no reason. Shit. You know, for real, sometimes I think conservatives are right. America shouldn't be teaching the history of racism in schools. Because then at least white people wouldn't know who to compare themselves to when they get kicked off of airplanes for doing dumb shit. I'm exactly the same as, I can't think of anybody. You know, like maybe I'm just a dumb wearing panties on my face. I need to reevaluate my behavior.
Hey, remember when he told us to drink bleach to stop COVID? Well, I would like to introduce you to Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin. Johnson from Wisconsin, last week he said Dr. Fauci overhyped COVID and AIDS, diseases that combined killed more than 40 million people. And during a town hall meeting with his constituents yesterday, he offered helpful tips for those looking to ward off the virus without a vaccine.
But there are things you can do, again, vitamin D, you know, zinc, keep yourself healthy. Vitamin C, by the way, standard garbage. mouthwash has been proven to kill the coronavirus. Even if you get it, you may reduce viral replication. There's all kinds. Why not try all these things?
Yeah, what the hell? Why not stick Pez up your nose? Block the virus from flying up there. Mouthwash is not an effective way to protect yourself from COVID. Is it possible he's confusing the coronavirus with gingivitis? Is that because these people, like Ron Johnson, here's the thing, you don't have to come up with anti-COVID remedies because we already have a vaccine. And guess who recommends we get the vaccine? No, not a senator with a BA in accounting. It's, you know, those people who, when you get a really bad pain in your side, instead of gargling mouthwash, you go to see them. The person who could tell you if it's just gas or you need to have your appendix taken out, they're called doctors. And there are lots of them. There are probably even some in Wisconsin if you look around. So if you're worried about getting COVID, you don't need to buy a big bottle of Listerine or spray 5 squirts of Febreze up each nostril. Just consult with a doctor, and the odds are that doctor will tell you to get the vaccine. And tomorrow, Ron, I'm going to tell you about something called scientists, and it's going to blow your mind. It really is. It's irresponsible. And then where did he even get this information? Maybe from his wife. Maybe he just has bad breath. You know, honey, you know what I heard works great to keep COVID away? Scope. You should try just a little, swish it around. The Do My Own Research crowd is a formidable group. And now that children are eligible to get their shots, some of the drug companies are doing their best to cash in on the next generation of anti-vaxxers, like this from the people who make ivermectin.
Now that vaccines have been approved for children 5 and up, it's time for parents to decide which COVID protection is best for their family. Introducing Ivermectin Jr., the first medication designed to treat young horses that can also be used on human children, maybe? Ivermectin Jr. comes in a variety of fun colors for the little colts and or humans running around your home.
It tastes weird.
Did I ask you how it tastes?
Eat it. And don't worry, while Ivermectin Jr. may have been intended for animals, kids are technically animals too.
Daddy, it says it's for worms.
Yeah, gummy worms. No, but seriously, it is for horses with intestinal worms.
Go ahead. Rest easy knowing your child is literally as healthy as a horse. Ivermectin Jr., not the smart choice, the right choice. May cause equine madness.
What a year. Everything's closing back up because of Omicron, but OJ can now go anywhere he wants. The NFL's getting hit with another surge of COVID. More than 70 players tested positive this week, and it's only Wednesday. The Rams are down 9 players. They're saying a lot of teams this weekend might be shorthanded. This, to me, it feels like the setup for a movie, like where a bartender who busted his leg in high school gets to play quarterback for the Jets and leads the team to victory. Well, no, the Jets are not going to have a victory, but another team. Starting today, another new state mask mandate is in effect. In New York and a number of cities, you have to show proof of vaccination to get into bars or restaurants. And that led an angry group of protesters in Queens to have a sit-in at the Cheesecake Factory. 6 people were arrested after a large group blew past the restaurant's host stand. They refused to show proof of vaccination. They sat down at several empty tables. The NYPD had to come, and the rest went like this.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
A way to get involved in the movement, make reservations tomorrow for Cheesecake Factory. Once they're booked solid, start at the next one, and the next one. We're going to shut down Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. We'll shut it down.
Let me tell you something, lady. You will never shut down the Cheesecake Factory. This is not an ordinary restaurant. They don't mess around. Their menu is 500 pages long, okay? You think you can out-hustle a company that offers Krispy Krab wontons and cheeseburger spring rolls? I don't think so. That factory will be cranking out cheesecake until long after you and I are dead. May even be the reason you and I are dead, okay? I know we call them anti-vaxxers, but I get the sense there are other issues at play there as well. We'll be right back.
Vaccination is still going a bit slow in America, and we should be past this talk by now, but we're not, and it's definitely going to come up at your holiday gatherings. So that you're prepared for those conversations, here is our gift to you. These are moments from past rallies we haven't shown before with some truly unique arguments from the vaccine-hesitant crowd.
I haven't seen that it's been life-saving at all. I've seen a lot more people in the hospital after they got this vaccine than, you know, it being helpful.
Right now in North Carolina, 92% of the people who are in the hospital because of COVID are unvaccinated. Does that worry you?
No.
No.
Where nowadays can the unvaccinated congregate?
Basically nowhere unless they form a group.
Yeah, unless it's the ICU.
What's that? What do you mean ICU?
That tends to be where many of the unvaccinated congregate.
Okay, yes, okay.
The ICUs here are full.
Yeah, but in the general scope of things of the entire population of everybody who's been tested, what does that weigh out to?
So in a full ICU is just a full ICU. Kids need to see the lower half of other kids' faces.
Yeah.
That seems like a take.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Just don't be putting some shit in my, don't be putting some stuff in my body that isn't proven.
It's not proven.
Right.
So your issue is that maybe they rushed this through too fast.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like it was an issue that America moved at warp speed?
Yes, I do.
Who did you support in the last election?
Trump.
Do you think he deserves more credit for what he did with the vaccine?
Kills me. Biden gets in, Biden gets the credit for the vaccine. Oh yeah, give me the vaccine.
So wait, Trump deserves more credit or less credit?
I think Trump did what he could do.
Which is move the vaccine at warp speed.
He did.
Which you were against like a second ago.
Do you have a distrust about some of the narratives that are going on in
America? I have a lot of distrust.
Talk to me about that.
It's too long.
Where are you getting your information about the vaccine?
I have a lot of information, just like you guys all get your information.
Where do you go for your information?
From a lot of places.
Specifically?
What are you going to miss out on if this mandate prevents you from doing
it? I just tried to get some Thai. I love Thai food. I just tried to get some Thai food around the corner. They told me I couldn't sit down and eat unless, you know, I had a vaccine mandate. Now, I believe things like that were said to Martin Luther King when he tried to walk into places to eat. But they said they had a different reason to make him a second-class citizen.
Compare yourself to MLK are big words for a guy wearing 80s B-boy jeans.
Actually, these are not 80s B-boys jeans. They are new true religions. I know you can't tell because you're a Democrat and you can't afford these things.
All right, well, enjoy. I hope you don't get sick.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I still haven't yet. Have you gotten COVID?
I did.
Ha, that sucks. Too bad for you.
That's the empathy that the young Republicans bring. Thank you.
Where are you getting your information?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, well, not everywhere, but like to those places. Internet. By word of mouth,
right.
Here, I mean, you see a nice burrito and it has like farm fresh eggs in it.
If you got to see the workers at Pfizer's make you a vaccine burrito, would you trust that?
No.
Tens of thousands of people have already died from the vaccine. When the flu vaccine came out, 75 people died, and they stopped it to rework it.
Tens of thousands of people? Where do you get that stat?
I get that stat from the, the VPEAR, the one that puts out the stats. Let me ask my daughter. Libby!
The CDC?
No, not the CDC.
The BS?
What's that? The
VPEAR.
What did you say?
They are violating bodily autonomy. They are creating the same as vaccine passports, which is illegal segregation.
Illegal segregation.
We are going back to a state in which there are two groups of people. You have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
You feel like what's going on right now is back to 60s America.
Creating that. A lot of my friends, they concentrate on Nazi Germany. That's a whole other planet. That's a whole other country.
That's a crazy comparison. Asking people to get a COVID vaccine, Holocaust comparison a little much. Jim Crow feels about right.
Yeah, not, I mean.
And how about this? Former President Trump breaking some news over the weekend, revealing he received a COVID booster shot. NewsStation correspondent Evan Lambert live for us in Washington. So, Evan, this isn't necessarily surprising, but the reaction from some of the former president's supporters was interesting, to say the least.
Nicole, former President Trump not only saying that he was vaccinated, but he got his booster shot. And that reaction, it was mixed and immediate from some of his staunchest supporters. This as he was sharing the stage with former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. This was at a live studio audience over the weekend in Dallas. Watch.
Both the president and I are vaxxed. And did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
And you can hear the boos there in the crowd after the former president's admission. You will remember that former President Trump spent 4 days at Walter Reed National Medical Center seriously ill with COVID in October 2020. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, in October, of the quarter of Americans who were unvaccinated, 60% leaned Republican, while 17% leaned Democrat. For former President Trump, this is not the first time that he was booed after revealing that he had gotten the vaccine. This happened at a Trump rally in August in Alabama, in August of this year. Now, former President Trump told the Wall Street Journal in September that he probably would not get this booster shot, but obviously, Nicole, he has changed his mind.
Yeah, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, yeah, under Joe Biden. Right. Than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but yeah, some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest, Paul Simon, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and The 3 Degrees. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Trevor Noah, Donald Trump, Stephanie Ruhle, Jimmy Kimmel, Ron Johnson, Jordan Klepper, Bill O'Reilly, and Candace Owens.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.